Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
Dino Long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN
Morning.
Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante. Got a fun show planned for you today.
It's kind of out of nowhere,
it
right?
It is. I mean, it's summer. At the Midsummer Classic tonight. We can talk some Home Run Derby.
Oh, my gosh.
Neither of us gave the winner last night.
No.
But, we can discuss Vladdy Jr. bringing it home.
Nothing like former Cardinals all over the Home Run Derby. Former Cardinals starting the All-Star game on the mound. Huh? Just over and over and over and over, right? It just never ends. So.
We're going to dive into that because I had some stuff ready for yesterday's show. We didn't get to it. And today I will give you some more details on the Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia situations as I did a little hindsight.
Okay. So even more than what you had yesterday, you've got.
Yeah, I had a lot geared up and I stashed it. So
it's, like,
it's not going to make you feel great, but...
It's going to be one of those.
I feel like it's comprehensive, and now I feel like I know all that went into that, and now we can see two starting outfielders tonight for the American League that could be in the Cardinals starting outfield.
It's unbelievable.
Unfortunately, they're not.
And Zach Gallen, who I didn't realize until today grew up a Cardinals fan. Did you know this?
I didn't.
McGuire home run stretch in 98 made him a huge Cardinals fan. So not only was he a huge Cardinals fan, you had him and got rid of him, of course.
Now, perfect.
In his case, Miami then got rid of him to Arizona for Chaz. What's his name?
Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm. Yeah, I put them together.
Pretty good player.
So now Gallen, of course, what was it? I can't say it. Sandy?
Alcantara.
Won the Cy Young last year. Now you got Zach Gallen, who's probably going to win a Cy Young this year.
The front runner in the NL this year.
Back-to-back Cardinals. So, yeah.
For 2 years in Marcelo Zuna, you know, it was worth it.
And his yellow sleeve. I did see the other day he was wearing the yellow sleeve. So I'm like, well, at least he's still wearing that. Uh-huh. All right, two of the guys just walked in that we're going to visit with here in a minute. Part of the show that's just kind of out of nowhere. But I had a chance to meet these guys on Saturday, Illinois football players. So we're going to have Dylan Davis and Kirkland Michaud. He just corrected me. Come on and join us here in a second. We're just going to talk some football. It's getting here, right? Andrew reminds me every day we're like this many Saturdays from the first tailgate. So that's coming on. So we're going to visit with that. Mike Allison, who used to play volleyball, of course, at Auburn, then the University of Illinois. She's from STM. She's going to come in at 4:00. And we're going to visit with her. So it's the summer, and I thought, let's get some athletes in here, current, past.
Sounds great.
And let's have some fun. So we're going to do that here in a second. We'll set these guys up and have some fun talking some football. Now, before we get them on the air, we have to talk about what has happened, of course, at Northwestern. And we chatted about that yesterday at the end of the show. But now it's official, I believe. Pat Fitzgerald gone.
He's out.
As the football coach at Northwestern, there's a lot of roots you can take with this to go in different directions. Obviously, the stories keep coming out that just not very good, right, to hear these things. And we said yesterday it'd be shocked if Pat Fitzgerald kept his job. It's so weird to me that, A, it happened at Northwestern, right? B, that Pat Fitzgerald had happened under his reins. I mean, he just never, I don't know. He was the kind of coach I never appeared that would be like letting this stuff happen. He seems like a, you know, to the, whatever I'm trying to say, to the T kind of coach that would not allow something like that to happen. But, and of course, he's going to say he didn't know what happened.
And he has.
And he has said that. So we'll see. We'll see now what happens. But you've got a new president at Northwestern that's literally in like his first month. And then you have an athletic director that's new. Then you had their publicity guy that literally 10 days later said, I'm out. And he's gone. And I don't blame him because I don't know
Didn't
how
that happened yesterday. Like he left for the Big Ten office. And then like an hour or two later, then it was Pat Fitzgerald's fired.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not catching this stuff. And Big Ten Media Days, oh, by the way, is like 2 weeks. So I don't know that Northwestern will have a coach or players represented at the Big Ten Media Days. I don't know that that's ever happened.
Not that I can recall.
And I don't
know. There's still a lot to sort out.
There is. And if you're a coach, if you're the next coach, are you coming in right now? Or are you wanting to learn some more about this?
I want to know some more.
So I don't know how quick that timetable.
Because we've seen other situations, and it's a little different than like Penn State, Baylor, Art Briles, and Joe Paterno, of course. But still, there could be some residual effects where there is a punishment that gets handed down if there was finding out that more staff members were involved. And you could have a real dark cloud hanging over that program for a while. And now you have donors who are involved in part of this $800 million renovation for Ryan Field. They're essentially just going to rebuild it, that want to see the report before they push forward and let that money go through and turn into essentially a brand new stadium there in Evanston. So it's a really bad look for Northwestern, not saying the least. But the fact is also, like, what changed between at the end of last week when Pat Fitzgerald was given a 2-week suspension in the middle of the summer? It wasn't even going to be games that he would miss.
When he's basically on vacation anyway.
Right. And then a handful of days later, then he's fired. And he's even come out in his statement and said, I was given no indication or notification in between that time that things changed.
Okay.
And Northwestern didn't release. They went through like a 7-month investigation and came up with this whole report, which was not released publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of people wanting to see that report, wanting to see all the details. And I understand some things would be sensitive, but it would just allow people to get a better understanding of what Northwestern themselves gathered,
right,
what led them to make the first decision, if anything changed in between to make then the conclusion that we need to fire Pat Fitzgerald. But of course, the unnamed sourcing of these things that allegedly happened are disgusting and terrible and deserve serious consequences.
And the consequences have been made in terms of him. So we'll see kind of what the next step is with that. Now, we mentioned yesterday that we were not going to mention this with our current Illinois players, so we're not going to do that. So I wanted to get that out of the way, but they are here, and they made the effort to get down to Philo. I think we need to take a break and get them on. Let's hear from the crew, man. I can't wait to visit with these guys and just ask them about football, what's going on, the anticipation of the season coming up. I know 8 wins last year in a bowl game, the Reliant Bowl. Not Reliant. Was it Reliant Quest? Yeah, something like that, right? Down at I was there.
You were there.
I think I would remember the damn name. But we'll ask about that. Obviously, a big season ahead, and we're excited for it, and I can't wait to talk some football.
Should just kept calling it the Outback Bowl. That was a lot easier to remember.
It truly was.
But that's the spot.
It truly was.
Down there. We'll catch a break. We'll get to these guys. 217-359-2255 on the
Reliant Quest, right? Reliant Quest.
Atlanta Link text line if you want to weigh in. We'll be back. It's The Drive.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Come celebrate with us. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business at the same location for the last 70 years. The Bailey family has owned the business for 25 years. Stop by the Urbana store July 11th and 12th, and you can get your free dozen roses and let them say thank you for supporting them. God has blessed them with great customers, and there's no better way to say thank you than with a dozen free roses. Visit them online at blossombasket.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like? I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, proud to announce applications are being accepted for commercial drivers and merchandisers. Fayon really enjoys his job.
Just driving past, they had a nail hiring sign up there, decided to check them out. I always heard about Pepsi as a company they are, and then went to go check them out. Met the owner, who was very family-oriented. So I kind of like that. I did an online application, then did a paper application. I got a call back the next day. Best decision I ever made.
To view all openings and apply, visit PepsiColaCU.com. Equal opportunity employer.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante.
Nothing against Eminem. We've got to refresh our
Is that music. Not a good enough intro?
No, I like
Walk
it.
Walk-up song you guys got in your quest?
Maybe Kirkland and Dylan are okay with the Eminem. I feel like we need to update our... Can we give Kyle
I was like rolling around as a sixth grader in my dad's minivan listening to this. He didn't like it very much, but it is a little dated.
Of course, Kyle doesn't know who Scorpions and... Motley Crue and
such.
Try
another one if you want.
No, it's fine. I just thought of that. Oh!
Low Rider? Yeah, he's out of date, too.
I was just...
You're right.
I think to my point.
This is a little throwback edition.
We need to have Andrew come in here and just update us on something.
They don't play this at cams, do they? Probably not.
But probably not
anymore.
We might need the clean version, though.
Ah, okay.
On a lot of these songs, so. Uh-huh. All right, should we... Welcome in our guests.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We got Dylan Davis, defensive lineman for the University of Illinois, and also Kirkland Michaux, M-I-C-H-A-U-X. Kirkland, I'll start with you. How often, make sure, Derek, we've got them on that. You're good.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. My bad.
We're up when we're on.
You know what it was? It fooled me because I was thinking track four over there, and I forget it's track three. Kirkland, how many times in your life has Michaux been pronounced incorrectly? I think it is four, right?
Is it four?
I think I thought
am
it.
Am I on the wrong one?
I don't know.
Try it again.
Let's try it again, Kirkland. My fault. Say it one more time.
There we go.
We're gone.
We're on. No, there have been endless times my name gets messed up.
I can't imagine doing that. All right, you guys, let's start with you, Kirkland. I mean, middle of summer, you guys had a meeting today. You mentioned kind of a player development kind of meeting. What are the goals in the summer for you guys? I mean, you got to have some relaxation, right? I mean, you got to be a college kid. You got to have some fun.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to football-related activities and making sure that the eye is on the prize, if you will, down the line at the season starting, what is going through? What are kind of some of your everyday activities right now on this team?
Absolutely. I mean, getting into the building every morning and making sure we're ready to go for workouts and getting through those and giving it our all every workout, knowing what we got ahead of us, and then, you know, just eating right and rehabbing and doing all the little things that we need to do to be ready for the upcoming season.
Does it feel like a job? I've always said I never played college athletics, but I was always around athletes down at SIU and here at University of Illinois. I admire the hell out of you guys because while I was out partying or I was doing my own thing, doing whatever, you guys are normally training, lifting, practicing, etc. I mean, does it sometimes feel like an everyday job?
I wouldn't say the summer necessarily feels like an everyday job. Summer workouts are something that, I mean, all of us football players have grown up doing for our
right.
whole lives, so we're used to it. When it gets into the season, when we're dealing with more academics and school stuff, then it starts to get the feeling of a job.
I would imagine. Kirkland, you're from Austin, Texas. Let's get to meet you a little bit here.
Yes, sir. Austin, Texas, born and raised.
Lake Travis, baby.
Playing against Lake Travis. I went to Westlake High School.
Oh, that's right.
Lake Travis was our rival. Grew up playing baseball and football and continued as long as I could.
I have been fortunate enough to be to your city twice, and I fell in love with it both times. How hard is it to leave Austin?
Oh, it's hard. There's a lot of fun things to do in Austin, family, and, I mean, so many things to do.
It's awesome.
Just a hard place to leave for sure.
How many times can Texas be back without actually being back?
A lot of times. My dad went to Texas, so I can't speak down on
him. Apologies, I shouldn't have done that.
That was awesome. Hey, real quick before that, though, you did win a Texas State High School Championship.
I did, yes, sir.
What is that like in that state? Now, I understand Illinois's got great football here. We've got great high school football, and it's really cool. But, man, you always hear about Texas and all the people that go. I'm sorry, Pipes, I jumped in, but I remember reading this today. What is that like to win that?
You see the movie and the shows, Friday Night Lights, it's just like that. I mean, the whole town's coming to your stadium. Our home stadium seats 15,000 people. So
wow.
You're getting atmospheres like no other in high school games, and being able to go to a state championship and play in Cowboy Stadium is something you dream of as a little kid.
Gosh.
So being able to do that's just – it's out of this world.
That's unreal.
Is it a pretty accurate representation, the show and the movie and stuff like that, of what's really going on?
The hype around it and the fans is a pretty true representation, I would say.
Man. So you're in that quarterback room. You played some baseball in junior college. What was the transition made you go from playing baseball in college and all of a sudden in the quarterback room?
Yeah, baseball is kind of my first love. My dad grew up playing baseball. He played college baseball at Texas, played at Clemson, and kind of always in my heart, I wanted to go to the next level for baseball. And football is definitely – it was hard to pick out of high school. And deciding to go to baseball, I had my senior year of baseball get canceled because of COVID. So kind of felt like I had some unfinished business there. And I wanted to dedicate my all to baseball first and see what happened. And as it went on, I just started having that itch again to be back into football. And got recruited by Coach Lenny out of high school. Had a really good relationship with him and pretty much told me if I ever wanted to get back into it, I would have an opportunity to.
Sweet.
And shot him a text about a year and a half ago and came up on a visit and was committed on a preferred walk-on the next day.
That's awesome.
Were you a pitcher?
I was a pitcher.
What's the velo?
I was up to about 93.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Pretty darn good.
He was Kirkland, I appreciate this 100%. I mean, you were talking to Andrew, my son, Saturday,
and
really helping him out with things in terms of explaining what's down the road. You know, he's only going to be a junior, so I think he wants stuff now as opposed to working. Not that he's not going to work for it, but you get what I mean. So
absolutely.
I really appreciated you taking the time to kind of explain your path. I mean, that really helped out a lot for
of
him.
Of course, yes, sir, yeah.
That's awesome.
Giving back.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes,
I'm sure there were. Do you ever talk to Dan Hartlib and say, Can I come throw some bullpen sessions over?
I need to come throw a bullpen soon. I've been itching to throw one.
I bet he'd be fine with that. I bet he'd be fine.
I think so. What is it? What's the difference for you guys, training camp coming up, but when you first get back on campus in June, what is the workout situation? Does it really get serious when you get to the end of July, into August for the training camp? And what's different about it maybe now versus then?
I would say there's not much difference. I mean, we take everything as serious as it gets the whole time. Obviously, there's more emphasis on recovery now with fall camp coming into play and hot days and a lot more conditioning to get ready for fall camp too. But really, every day we're looking at it the same, and it's the same goal every day. So there shouldn't be much difference in how we're working or the strenuous we're going through.
What's it like to be in a QB room?
It's awesome. I mean, the quarterback room is, I mean, I would say one of the closest rooms on the team. We're all buddies. We're all friends. We all hang out outside of football, and I think that makes us better. And it also gives us competition within the room to push each other to be the best.
You wouldn't trade going for a bowl game for anything, both you guys. And Dylan, we'll get to you here in a second. But obviously it eats up more time, right? Takes away from some of your downtime, if you will. But knowing that you guys went to that bowl game down there and then all of a sudden now football's starting here pretty quick, does it seem like you just like that all of a sudden you're back to the next season?
Oh, absolutely. It went by so fast. I mean, I feel like I was just getting here for the first time last May, and now I'm already in my second summer training, and we're about to go into my second fall camp. So it's crazy how fast it goes.
What are you studying here? I read it.
Studying agricultural business and
marketing. Okay, awesome, awesome. That is awesome. That's one of those that, listen, you got to get that degree, and you guys know that. And that's the other thing that I admire about you guys is the fact that everything you do and all the time spent, you still get the degree. And I know the academics on since Coach B's been here, I think even with Lovey, it's been really good, and that's
absolutely
awesome to see, man.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Let's bring Dylan Davis in for a second. Kirkland, thank you, buddy. We'll get back to Kirkland Michaud, quarterback. Dylan Davis, defensive lineman. You're not a quarterback, so
no, sir.
Nobody probably wants to hear from you. Nobody cares to talk to you. I mean, what's it like to hang around Kirkland knowing that he's the quarterback?
I mean, he's a great dude. We stay off the quarterbacks in practice, but, I mean, we compete. If I had an opportunity to get after him, I mean, I would love that. But I'll hopefully on Saturdays get after some quarterbacks.
Okay.
What would be the penalty if, say, you just ran through him?
You'd be out of practice, yeah. You'd get some nasty looks.
Has anyone ever done that?
Jump you, Josh Kreutz, he would be on you.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
I'm going to have you lean in a little bit more on that mic. That's sure my thing. Fault. Our mic doesn't reach. You guys are tall. How tall are you, Dylan?
I'm 6'4".
I mean, just 6'4". Mm-hmm. That's amazing. What's that like to be a lineman at 6'4"? It used to be like linemen were like 5'10 and strong. I mean, you're strong, obviously, but now you're like 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", and strong. What's that like to be that tall and try to battle?
I would say it's humbling because even when you're 6'4", like you're the biggest guy walking down the street. But as soon as you get in the Big Ten and you're looking at the guys on our team, I mean, we got some monsters. So I'm definitely good sized, but there's bigger dudes.
It's unbelievable. Now, I want Pipes to get nitty gritty with football, but you and I, we talked Saturday. I'm a Florida guy, man.
Yes, sir.
You're a Florida guy. You're from Sarasota in that area. I love Florida, and I can't wait to get down there. Do your parents have any homes down there they can sell me or anything, or is there anything? Can we work out something?
You can come visit for sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir. If you and your family want to come, we'll host you. I just had Kirkland down there 4th of July. And
boom.
We had a time. It was awesome.
When you live, because you live fairly close to the beach, I know.
Yes, sir.
Growing up, how often did you actually go to the beach?
Not the beach every day, but yeah. I was on the water in some form. Many days a week. I mean, we were out there fishing and boating. And
yeah.
It was unbeatable. It was such a fun way to grow up.
I mean, we all love where we come from. Don't get me wrong. There's bonuses even to Central Illinois or Minnesota or wherever. Hell, you might like to ice fish in Minnesota. But to be able to be in Florida on a daily basis, sign me up, man. Mm-hmm. Sign me up for that. What was football like in Florida? That's another state that is passionate about their football, like Texas. What was it like for you down there? Like, how many people came to your games down in Florida?
We had a ton of talented kids in our area. I played at a really small school, so there were only 280 kids in my high school.
Wow.
I actually played with the twins at my high school, Chase and Sidney Brown.
Oh.
And also Peyton Vining. So we had a ton of talent on our team, but the competition, it was high academic college preparatory school, so I wouldn't say we were filling up our bleachers, but we had a good time, and the community definitely rallied around us, so.
Do you and Kirkland argue who's the better football state, Florida or Texas?
Not really, but I would definitely say it's Florida.
I just started an argument.
I feel like if you look at the Illinois football team, too, it's definitely Florida. But.
I thought he was going to be nice to be like, oh, it's definitely Texas, but oh, no, of course not. That's awesome.
You guys got a talented defensive line that you're part of. Ooh. I mean, the law firm being next to those guys, what's the vibe on that front? I mean, it's thought to be probably the strength of this team, the front seven. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely happy to be with them and not going against them anymore. A week before the spring, they flipped me to D-line. I played O-line my first year here. And, I mean, iron sharpens iron. Like, it was a blessing to go up against them every day. And Johnny and Keith are studs. I mean, they gave me a run for my money every practice. But now going with those guys, and I've gotten to see a different side of them. I mean, they're great teammates. And the guys in the room, they really took me under their wing. Keith is he's a motivator. He's like, you're him, and I love that. I mean, that gave me so much confidence this spring, so that was really fun. And I mean, just I want to contribute. I want to be a part of that front seven and really help us win some games.
When you're trying to block Johnny and Keith, you got a little, I don't want to give too much away in case, you know, Kirk Ferentz is listening.
Well, exactly.
I think he's a regular listener to the show. But
his brother's listening because he doesn't know how to run an offense, he's fine.
That's well documented.
Terrible.
We said it, not you guys.
Yeah, right.
What would you do when you're trying to stop them? Is there a different way to try to block, like Keith versus Johnny, or you just got to –
I wish I knew. I might still be on offense if I knew.
That's a great answer, actually.
But, those guys are studs. They can beat you with speed. They can beat you with power. So, I mean, I don't even think anyone could take anything away from this segment. They're hard to block.
Do you feel like teams will try to run at the nose more often this year, knowing those two are on that line? In other words, I don't know how you avoid them, but with you and Tara, am I saying his name right?
Tara. And then Denzel Daxon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you three at that nose position are going to see a lot more work this season?
I think that going into the spring, they put an emphasis on that position, and they're like, we have to have good nose guard play. And, I mean, I feel like us three and whoever they try at that spot too, we can really hold it down because, absolutely, there's going to be some one-on-one blocks because you have to double-team Keith and Johnny. So I feel like that's going to be a position where we're going to have a lot of opportunities to make some plays.
As a nose guard, is the pride factor just basically taking up space and making sure you're not moving backwards? Or, I mean, I know everybody wants to get to Kirkland, and everybody wants to get that running back, right, those losses behind the line of scrimmage. But for you in the middle like that, is it mainly just occupying space and making sure nobody's moving anywhere?
Yeah, it's definitely a thankless job.
Right.
It's probably the closest position to offensive line where you're not showing up on the stat sheet as done, and you're just eating space and taking on double teams. And I think Calvin Avery, I mean, his stats last year didn't pop off the chart. But he was a special player, and I think that's a big hole we got to fill because he ate space and he took on double teams. So hopefully we can fill that hole.
Huge.
Well, yes, sir.
Brett Bielema is known for smash mouth football, loving the ground game, tough defenses. What's it like being on the front lines on one of his teams? Like, what's training camp like? What's just kind of the mentality of playing for Brett in that sense?
Shoot, I'm sore all the time, but it's fun. It's fun football, and, I mean, we get after it. He tries to – I mean, if you're fighting during practice, you're taken away from actual reps. But, I mean, I'll say it gets a little nasty. It gets a little gritty, and, I mean, we scrap quite a bit. It's fun. I've been on both sides of it now. But, yeah, the offensive and defensive line, we compete against each other. And then Coach Miller and Coach Jamison, I mean, those are two hard-nosed dudes too. So we get after it for sure.
You got a new defensive coordinator this year.
Yes, sir.
What's that going to be like? And obviously behind, and I know you were offensive line last year, but behind those guys, Randolph and the crew last year were four guys in the back that were extra special, three drafted, of course, in the NFL draft. And I know there's talent in waiting, there's no doubt, but those are big shoes to fill. What are you feeling like you're really looking for as a defensive unit? It's, to me, it would be, to be that special that soon in the season would be hard, I would think. Mm-hmm. But is there something that you'll look for as the season begins and as the first few games begin to say, you know what, we are on pace to be a team just like we were last year defensively?
Sure. So I feel like we're going to have a great defense returning. And we have a great coach. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of Coach Henry. He really motivated me a lot coming to defense. And, I mean, he's getting the most out of his players. Like what he's doing in the DB room, the defense as a whole, he's going to get his most out of guys. But I would say those guys last year, Spoon, Sid, Quan, those guys, they had such a swagger to them and the way they practiced and played. So I feel like that's just what we got to find because we got the talent, but we need dudes believe in their dogs, believe in their draft picks. So we just need that swagger back that we had last year.
You mentioned the transition from offensive line to defensive line. How does that materialize? Like the conversation to do that, is that something you wanted to do? Or is that something Brett approached you about? How did that come about?
Sure. So I'm going into my fourth year of college football. I spent my first two at Furman University playing offensive tackle. So I was kind of out of position there. I got to play some my sophomore year, but then I transferred here, played interior offensive line, and I've had five position coaches through 3 years.
Wow.
So it's been definitely a grind to find my place and to figure out what my role was going to be. But I just try to do the right things every day, show up, work hard. And, I mean, Coach B recognized that, and he's trying to get me on the field. And that's sort of how our talk this spring went. A huge thing for us is tough, smart, dependable. And he asked me, he's like, are you tough? I'm like, yes. He's like, smart? Yes. Dependable? Yes. He's like, all right, so we got to figure out a way to get you going, which I agree with.
I like that.
Yes, I did too. And it didn't hurt my feelings at all. Yeah. He's like, this isn't something you have to do, but if you'd like to, he's like, we think there could be an opportunity for you. We think you could do a little better there. So I was like, yes, sign me up. So I sort of went all in, and it's been great so far. I mean, I really like being a part of the defense. And that's primarily what I played in high school. So getting back to that, getting to play a little faster has been good for me.
I think that's the other thing that's impressive about you guys. And I'll ask this to Dylan, then ask it to Kirkland. Dylan Davis, Kirkland Michaud are our guests, Illinois football players. We're not going to say it, are we?
No.
Boiler down. That's what we do when the train goes by.
Yeah, you want us to say it?
No. You could. Yeah, you could. No, well, we don't want to get any fodder to Coach Martin over there. You know, Coach Martin.
Walters.
Sorry. See, I've already. He's already lost respect in my. He went over to Coach Purdue. I don't even know your name anymore. Casey Patterson. You know all those guys. I don't even know their names anymore. The thing that amazes me too is that growing up in youth sports and high school sports, you're always wanting to start, right? You're always wanting to play, and you feel like you should play. When you get to college, I feel like you guys have that mentality to say, you know what? I know who I'm battling, and I know I have to show up every day if I'm going to earn that spot. And I feel like you guys don't mind criticism necessarily from Coach B and other coaches when it comes to that. I feel like you guys take that and put it in a positive direction. Mm-hmm. And that's how you have to do it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It's definitely easier said than done.
Right.
There's certainly days I wake up and I'm frustrated and I'm going into my fourth year. I wanted to play more snaps by now than I have. But at the end of the day, you look around and I got eligibility left. There's guys on the team that didn't flourish till their fourth, fifth year. Pilstrom, for example, he really didn't come into his best ball until his sixth year. So when you look around the team and you see guys like that that have just persevered and persevered and persevered and then they're in the NFL, it's really easy to put it in perspective and be like, I just got to grind a little longer.
I got to ask Dylan one more history major.
Yes, sir.
My history teacher from high school saw me in the library one day when I was like 35 years old renting out history books. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, now you appreciate it. Right? Like in high school, it was just, oh, I got to take this to get through. I love history.
It's super interesting.
I mean, I agree. Is that something that obviously football would be what you'd want to do, but how do you go from here in terms of using that history degree?
Sure. So, I mean, I always thought I wanted to do archaeology.
Yeah.
Which isn't really that practical of a degree or a field. I mean, I'd be living in, like, the Middle East for the majority of the
year. Next Jurassic Park guy.
Yeah. So I would have loved to have do that maybe as a hobby someday. But, I mean, I think I'd like to coach and teach. So,
yes.
I could potentially go back home and teach history, which would be really cool. And if not, it's good for conversation. History repeats itself, we like to say. So just a better understanding of the world around me.
I'd be fine with 8 wins. I'd be fine with history repeating.
Shoot, I think we want a little more than that.
Well, okay. I'm with you on that.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to – if are you guys good with sitting through another one more segment?
Yeah.
You're awesome. All right. Kirkland Michaud and Dylan Davis made the drive down to Philo. We truly appreciate this. When we come back, I want to ask you guys about the Big Ten's changing. We got USC, got UCLA coming in eventually, so we'll talk a little bit about that and just other things about this season coming up. I know, again, the opener's not far away and some big games early on for this team, including a couple of Friday night games. I want to ask them if they enjoy the Friday night games. I'm sure playing high school football, or maybe in Texas it was Saturday games. We'll see. We'll talk to Kirkland about that, but I want to ask him that when we come back.
Let's do so.
All right, man.
If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. We'll be back. This is The Drive.
Be sure to shop down at Game Day Spirits Neal Street location Friday, July 14th, and check out the grand reopening of their store and 25th anniversary. Their new facility will feature a larger space filled with more great Illini merchandise, as well as the new entry right off the parking lot. Shop their great selection of Fighting Illini products and take advantage of the great discounts exclusive to the grand reopening weekend only. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and check out their new space. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champagne. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champagne, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champagne. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampagne.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampagne.com.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Back in The Drive with Tane Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5.
I did some work.
You did?
I got the boys some seats.
Oh, perfect.
Because before, our mic...
They look comfortable now.
We're not used to... Kirkland, what are you, 6'6"?
I'm about 6'5".
6'5", so we're not used to... Well, the pipes, you're tall, but you get to sit down.
I'm like 6'3".
So our mics aren't used to that, so they're having to bend down. I'm like, I don't want you guys going to practice soon with, like, bad backs. All because you came and joined us on the show. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. No Kyle. He'll be back tomorrow. All-Star Games tonight?
It is, yes.
All-Star Games tonight. You guys baseball fans, Kirkland Michaud, quarterback Illinois, Dylan
he
Davis.
He played baseball.
Well, that's true. What am I thinking? Duh. Let's start with you, Kirkland, so make sure we get that mic over to you. How big of a baseball fan? Are you a Ranger fan? Are you Astros fan, being from Texas?
Big Rangers fan.
Okay.
Went to the World Series against the Giants. Actually watched them lose it. So, been through some.
We've all been there.
Been through some pretty bad downs for the Rangers.
Yeah,
it's a good year to be a Rangers fan, though.
It is a great year.
How old were you in 11?
I was 10 years old.
Oh my gosh! Do you remember much of the Cardinal Rangers?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, you literally had the Cardinals down to the last strike twice.
Yep. Yep. And then Nelson Cruz decides to take a step forward.
You talk about a guy that did not sell out for the team.
No.
I mean, that was ridiculous. The other thing that I've always said about that, Piper and I are huge Cardinals fans. That I had tickets for Game 7, by the way. And when Game 6 happened, I'm like, please let this happen. I want to go to Game 7. But in that game, Lance Berkman, who, as you know, is a Texas guy, went to Rice, played for the Astros, never won a World Series, right? And now all of a sudden he's in a position to win a World Series against a Texas team.
Yep.
And he's up to this last strike. And I thought, if there's ever been an athlete in the history of athletics that should feel nervous right now, it would be Lance Berkman. And all he does is drop a single in the center field. Of course, the Rangers were playing him at the wall.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was kind of weird. Yeah. Ron Washington didn't have him done very well, but that's cool. So Nolan Ryan fan? Nolan Ryan fan for sure.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Well, you guys got us back. Uh-oh.
Braves hits it in the air to center.
They can't hear it.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
We're playing the David Freeze home run to send us to game.
Awesome. Sweet.
They don't have headphones, so they can't hear it. That's terrible.
My bad.
That was cruel, Derek Piper.
It was.
That was cruel. Yeah, it was. Adolis Garcia, though, we gave you him for money, so you've kind of gotten us back now.
Yeah, Adolis is awesome.
He really is.
We love Adolis.
Cowboy fan?
Big Cowboys fan.
Okay. All right. When are they going to, you know, of course, like in my lifetime, Kirkland, there's been, I watched all about Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin. I got tired of watching the Cowboys win. In your lifetime, not so much.
Although we trade it. Bears fan, Cardinals fan. We trade
in a
places
heartbeat.
With Kirkland in a second.
In a heart, I've never won. 1947, Chicago Cardinals won a championship, not the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So it'll never happen in my lifetime. But we got to get your Cowboys back to what they were, right? Because that's good for the NFL when you guys are the hated team.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm a pretty optimistic Cowboys fan like most of us. You know, every year is our next year.
right.
But, I mean, I think soon enough they'll put it together and figure it out.
Dak Prescott, you're a quarterback.
I am.
What do you think of Dak? I think Dak's pretty good, but it seems like he has a lot of detractors. He has a lot of guys that don't think he's that good of a quarterback and you can't win with him. Do you think you can?
I think we can. I think I love Dak. I mean, ever since his rookie year was phenomenal, and I mean, he's just a great guy to root for too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how can you hate that guy?
Did you grow up going to Cowboys games?
I haven't been to a lot of Cowboys games. I've been to two Cowboys games just because the drive was a 3.5-hour
drive.
Well,
that's true.
So it wasn't super close, but we made a few.
That's awesome.
Texas football games?
A bunch of Texas football games.
What are those like?
Those are awesome. Growing up with Colt McCoy and Vince Young and seeing those guys play was pretty awesome. We had season tickets pretty much every year I was growing up.
Is the tailgating, I mean, I know you guys, you and I and Dylan talked a little bit about on Saturday about the tailgates. I wish you guys could see more of it. I love when you guys are able to walk down and take the walk and go through Grange Grove and everything before the game, and you kind of get a sense of what it's like with everybody being out there at 7 a.m., et cetera. Is that kind of what it's like at Texas games?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have one of my dad's best friends from college. I mean, he's got his tailgate. We go tailgate with him before every home game. It's awesome.
That's awesome. I told your parents they're more than welcome to.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anytime they want to come by, especially Dylan's, because I'm going to work out a real estate deal with the Davises down in Sarasota and get that figured out. But, all right, let's move to Dylan real quick. Growing up? I mean, it's okay. I know you guys are Illini fans now. Florida State? Florida? What were you?
I didn't watch a lot of college ball.
You didn't?
No, sir. I was big Bucks fan, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So getting to play there this year was incredible. And the Raymond James, that was awesome.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to go there. I went there twice. I went the day before when they played. And did they win that game and they clinched the division, right?
Yeah, we clinched our division. It wasn't a great year, but we still clinched the division.
And you got Tom Brady, man. What was that like to have? I mean, as a fan, what was it like to know you're getting Tom Brady on the board?
That was so cool. I mean, to have the GOAT play for your team for a couple of years, really incredible. So.
I bet.
Mike Evans jersey, Tom Brady. You got a Bucks jersey?
Vita Vea.
Vita Vea, that makes
Ollie
sense.
Ollie Marpet. So
there you go. Ryan Jensen guy?
Big Ryan Jensen guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The old man, you guys, you're bringing up names I don't even know.
My best friend's a Bucks fan, and I rode that bandwagon a little while.
You did?
The year they won the Super Bowl. So
you did?
Yeah.
You kind of fan-dueled your way to some cash.
I did, yes. I also profited on that. Yeah, that was fun. One of the rare wins.
How about any other sports? You baseball fan?
No, I'm a big basketball fan.
Really?
Orlando Magic. Yes, sir. So I always fancied myself a basketball player. It was probably sophomore year of high school before I realized that wasn't happening.
It seems like a lot of the linemen love basketball.
Right.
Like Keith always talks about his abilities when he was playing Belleville West
on
a state championship team. A lot of those big boys like basketball.
Yeah, a lot of good basketball players in that room. And he'll be glad I've mentioned something, but Bryce Barnes is a great basketball player.
Ah.
I see Bryce play basketball.
The pride of Gibson City.
Do you guys get to lace it up in the summer and play it all?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, we've had some good runs going, so that's been fun.
I'm going to have you make sure you're talking into that mic, Dylan Davis.
Sure.
Defensive lineman, Illinois. Excited this. All right, guys, has the countdown in your minds? I'll start with you, Dylan. Has the countdown started in terms of we got games coming up soon?
Yes, sir. I'm so excited for it. And I know my family, like last year when I came here, they got tickets and they used my tickets. So they're coming every game, but they didn't really know what to expect. And, I mean, as it went on, they started to tailgate more and do things. So I would say just the whole family's pumped for football. I mean, I'm pumped to see what our team can do this year, what I can do this year. But just from a whole family perspective, they can't wait for the fall ball to start.
Man, it is fun. It's just a whole different thing when that's coming around. And football has started. I'll start with you, Dylan, one more, I'm sorry, and then I'll get to Kirkland. Friday night, you got two Friday night games. What is that like, both home and away?
I think that's going to be super cool. I think it's just a different atmosphere, and the students, I think they'll really come out in bunches for those games. And then on top of that, it changes our week a little bit. So I think it'll work to our advantage if we get an extra day to prep afterwards and an extra day of work. So I think it'll be really good for us.
For a lineman, how much is it an extra day necessary? Because obviously you'll have Penn State in your sights after the Kansas game. I think I've got that right. Kansas on a Friday, Penn State the next Saturday. How big is that to have one extra day of preparation and even rest?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think obviously we're just going to try to take it one game at a time.
Sure, sure.
And you could play the next day if you had to. I mean, the guys are going to suit up and they're going to show up, and they're tough dudes. But certainly to have an extra day with the weight we carry on our bodies and the beating we take in the trenches, I think it'll give us a good chance to get healthy and to feel better.
Now, Kirkland, the quarterbacks, the limos pick you guys up, you get all the special services. So really, an extra day isn't that big deal for a quarterback, right?
It's not a huge deal, but it definitely helps us with, preparation for the defense. And, just getting all the little things in order.
Texas, is Friday night football for college? Like, is that against people's religion and stuff?
That's not a big thing. I mean, you got high school on Friday, college on Saturday.
Isn't that amazing? Did you ever play Saturdays in high school?
We did in the playoffs. We played four Saturday games in the playoffs at neutral sites.
But otherwise, it was Friday nights.
Yes, sir.
As the show would end.
Friday Night Lights.
That's perfect. That is perfect. I know we're not giving predictions, obviously, but how do you feel like the offense is going to do this year? We're going to have a change. Someone's going to be the quarterback. With Tommy DeVito, had a great season last year. You lose Chase Brown. I mean, that's a pretty heavy load to obviously replace. But what are you expecting out of your group this season?
Absolutely. I mean, it's year two under Coach Lenny's offense. And, with the spring ending up how it did, I mean, we feel really, really confident in our ability to spread the ball around the field. I mean, we're going to run the ball, but we're definitely going to try to spread the ball around. And just try to take a step from last year and grow.
What do you think Tommy being able to see what he did? I mean, that was the best quarterback play Illinois had in a long time. From someone that was in that room with him, how did he approach the game? What led to his success and being able to obviously elevate that offense?
Yeah, Tommy was just he was a baller. He was a go out there and just kind of just do his thing. I mean, grip it and rip it kind of guy. Watch film. The coolest thing about Tommy was he was a guy that when he wasn't getting reps and say we had a developmental practice that day, he was a guy that was helping me out, writing notes about what I was doing.
That's cool.
And helping me out. But, I mean, he's a great guy to look up to and see how to prepare for a football game.
How big of a weapon is Isaiah Williams? What's it like watching him out there?
He's insane.
What can be even, like, in the future for him? How much better can he get, do you think?
Oh, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think he can do whatever he puts his mind to. Shifty guy. I mean, I haven't really seen anybody like him in a long time, and he's just an absolute weapon for us on offense.
When a quarterback's working routes with the wide receiver, and obviously Casey, they've all got talent, but Sean Miller's different speed than Casey Washington is a different speed than Isaiah Williams. How much on that is you as a quarterback of understanding, all right, I'm going this pass to this guy. I gotta release it quicker, or I gotta pinpoint it better in terms of a little bit farther ahead, et cetera. How tough is that we, the bystander, don't really understand?
It's definitely tough, but I mean, with repetition, we're throwing every day in the summer. We're getting to know these guys. Whoever we see out there, we know what to expect from them. We know where they're gonna make their cut. We know where to throw the ball, when to throw it. So, I mean, with repetition, it comes knowledge, and that's how you figure out how to throw to all these different guys.
I love it.
For Kirkland and then Dylan, like, last year you guys go to Wisconsin and get a win. You battle Michigan to the very, very end, could have won that game. Like,
screwed.
Yeah, right?
Sorry.
How much has just the swagger about the program changed maybe from the start of last year or even before that till now and what you guys are expecting? I mean, Dylan said it earlier, can even think – beyond 8 wins, how much has that changed here in the last year?
It's definitely changed, but we try to keep everything the same as last year. We're not trying to look ahead. We're not trying to count wins now. No. We're not trying to do any of that. We're just trying to stay within the building. And I mean, we know what we can do, and we're just gonna do what we can to keep winning.
Awesome,
Dylan.
Yeah, just going off what he said. I think just from coming in the building a year ago to where we are now. Even some of the recruiting wins we've gotten, I feel like there's a new swagger about Illinois football. You walk around the town, people are proud of the team. So I think there's definitely some pressure, but also, I mean, that's what we want. We want people to expect us to win games. So I think within the room, we all expect to have a good season. We're all working hard for that. So it's going to be a fun year.
You mentioned it there, so obviously pay attention. The recruiting wins, do you guys follow that? I mean, the guys come on campus – I would imagine that players are encouraged to be involved and try to help the future of the program as well. How much is that something that's on your radar?
Yeah, that's a big thing Coach B always says, is that the best sales pitch we can give is you guys, like the players, so that he tries to get us around those guys to recruit as much as possible.
I bet.
And I feel like anytime I see them out or if we're at the pool or doing something with the recruits, you get to know them a little bit, and I'm not following it. Whoever we bring in is going to be great. I'm going to be excited, and it's not my business. I just take care of what I can control. Mm-hmm. But you start to meet these guys. They're good kids. You hope you'll land them. And I know we had an official visit weekend recently where we got almost every guy we brought, it seemed like. So, I mean, that was certainly exciting. And as a player, you feel like you had a role in that. So that's cool.
I've always said that it is awesome to meet you guys, the athletes. You guys are really great guys, and we don't, especially when it comes to football, you got the helmets on, you know, basketball, volleyball, Micah is here. We're going to talk to her in a minute. You know, we get to see their faces. You feel like you get to know them a little bit better. You guys are hidden by the helmets, and you don't a lot of times get to know you guys, but it was great to visit with you guys Saturday. These are two unbelievable guys representing the University of Illinois, and just can't thank you enough, guys, for coming down today. And good luck this season, man. We'll have to do this again down the road.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
All right. And the invitation's open to any family want to come by and do a little tailgating.
Okay. Awesome.
Let's go. Let's do it, man. I'm ready.
Better be ready for the fireball.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the precursor. They gotta like fireball, because that's going to be happening here. Great guys, man. Kirkland Michaud, quarterback, Illinois. Dylan Davis, defensive lineman, Illinois. Fun stuff.
It was a lot of fun. A
lot of fun. Thank you. And Micah Allison is up next, man. We've never had this much talent in the studio.
I would agree.
Because you and
it's usually just me and you here.
Yeah, can you imagine? We're like the fourth and fifth guy on the basketball team.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to play for like a minute, so it's basically going to be four of you. Let's talk to Micah.
Got to catch a break. On the other side, Micah Allison will discuss with us. Stick with us. It is The Drive.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer for you. The Stever is where Stevie J gives you money and you spend it and keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days, then tell me what you thought about the business when you're done. Today, from the Long Branch Restaurant, Long Branch up in Gifford, Illinois, Donnie and Hunter and Taylor and the team, they provide steaks and some other great food as well. So here's the deal. I'll give you $50 if you want to go up there and eat. $50 from the Long Branch. Go to GoStever.com if you don't have a free account. Sign up, click accept when you see the offer, and you might just get yourself $50 to go to the Long Branch Restaurant. They're up in Gifford, Illinois, beautiful Gifford. And again, it's our Stever offer of the day. GoStever.com, click accept. You have to use this within 7 days, so check your calendar. Long Branch is open Wednesday through Saturday. All right, $50, Long Branch, GoStever.com.
GoStever.com.
Be sure to shop down at Game Day Spirits Neal Street location Friday, July 14th, and check out the grand reopening of their store and 25th anniversary. Their new facility will feature a larger space.